two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 5:30.
It is 31 degrees.
A crash-free drive around the Wasatch Front. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
The coronavirus. Special coverage on Utah's Morning News.
Well, the governor is making it easier for candidates to gather signatures and maintain social distance.
Your voice, your vote, 2020. Lindsay Arritz reports from the KSL Elections Desk.
The governor is suspending some of the rules of signature gathering. The pages that people sign can now be sent electronically to any interested voter. That person prints and signs them and mails, faxes, or emails them back to the candidate. Candidates must then return signature pages to the elections office. The governor has nixed the rule, saying the gatherer has to witness the signature. Republican candidates for governor John Huntsman Jr. and Jan Garbett have complained there wasn't an electronic way to gather signatures. Governor Herbert says this order strikes the appropriate balance in preserving that path to the ballot and following social distancing measures. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Arritz, KSL News Radio.
I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards. John Huntsman Jr.'s campaign to be governor again could be in trouble. Utah Policy says more than half of the signatures he submitted to get on the ballot were thrown out. The people weren't registered Republicans or they weren't registered to vote at all. Their signatures didn't match or they'd already signed another candidate's petition. So Huntsman will have to keep trying. Thomas Wright and Spencer Cox are the two who both got enough qualified signatures already. The other path to the ballot is through convention in April. The primary is in June. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Well, overnight, Summit County now under Utah's first stay-at-home order.
You know, we don't have to use the old tin can in a rope, but maintain your social life the best you can with a six-foot barrier.
That is County Sheriff Justin Martinez, who says he does not want the public to panic over the order and says his deputies are not going to be going door-to-door checking to see if people are complying. County leaders say residents are still allowed to go outside for things like walk. They just ask that everyone maintain proper social distancing. Non-residents are invited to stay away.
If you don't feel safe going to work right now with the pandemic, are there protections in place if you tell your boss you want to stay home? It's a tricky question with answers that vary. We get more from KSL News Radio's John Wojcik. John?
Yeah, Amanda, with President Trump pressing for the economy to be open by Easter, a lot of people are left wondering, can my boss force me to go to work during a pandemic? The best answer is it depends. Specifically, it depends on what kind of job you have. If you work a job that the local government deems to be essential, then you most likely would have to comply with your employer's wishes or risk losing that job. Some essential positions could include pharmacist, police officer, or sanitation worker. Now, if you work a non-essential job from an office, then the law is probably on your side. Just look towards the General Duty Clause, which requires workplaces to offer environments that are free from recognized hazards that are causing death or serious harm. The spread of COVID-19 would certainly fall in that category. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
U.S. reaches a worrisome milestone in coronavirus cases. KSL's top national stories now. Shawn Michael Lyle, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, the New York Metro continues to have half the cases of coronavirus in the U.S. as we soar past China with the most infections in the world. This doctor says hospitals in New York are overwhelmed.
And we have to make decisions about who we can help.
U.S. deaths have quickly jumped to 1,300 among 86,000 infected Americans. U.S. House set to pass the $2 trillion economic stimulus bill on a voice vote today as most members are out of town. But Speaker Nancy Pelosi says it doesn't go far enough.
And next, we'll go from emergency mitigation to recovery.
A couple of Republican members reportedly considering objecting during the voice vote. which would force House members to return for a full vote. President Trump held a conference call Thursday with the nation's governor, facing compliments and criticisms about the federal coronavirus response. Louisiana's John Bel Edwards needs more federal help.
We could be out of ventilators in Region 1, the New Orleans area, as early as April the 2nd.
Governor said they need more proactive federal help, not just backup support. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. And as you've heard, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson saying he's tested positive for coronavirus with mild symptoms. He'll continue his duties, but in self-isolation. This follows a mild case of COVID-19 for Prince Charles. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
We'll continue to bring you the latest on the coronavirus outbreak every 30 minutes right here on KSL News Radio. You can listen on your radio on the KSL News Radio app or on Alexa or other smart speaker and at KSLNewsRadio.com.